Maverick Early Readers. The Eager Beaver by Jenny Jinks. Illustrated by Juicy Capizzi. This is Orange Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Barry lived in the forest with all the other animals. Barry always wanted the biggest and the best of everything. He had the biggest teeth and the shiniest coat. He lived in the biggest dam. But what if my dam isn't the biggest? Said Barry. I will build a new dam. It will be even bigger and better. Barry worked day and night. He cut down lots of trees. Chop, chop, chop. He built the dam up high. That is a big dam, Barry, said Bird. You can stop now. But Barry was so eager, he did not stop. Barry cut down even more trees. Chop, chop, chop. He built the dam very wide. That is a very big dam, Barry, said Deer. You can stop now. But Barry was so eager, he still did not stop. He cut, he chopped, he banged, and he built. That is the biggest dam I have ever seen, said Fish. You can stop now. But Barry was so eager, he still did not stop. He kept on building and chopping day and night. Ta-da! Barry said when he had finally finished. His dam had 10 stories. It had a games room. It even had a swimming pool. Nobody had a better home than he did. Barry looked around proudly, but the forest was strangely quiet. Where has everyone gone? Barry said. Barry went looking for his friends. He went up and over the big hill. Finally, he found Bird. Why did you leave? He asked. You chopped down all the trees to build your dam, said Bird. I had no home. Don't be so silly, said Barry. He didn't need Bird anyway. Then Barry found Deer. Why did you leave? He asked. You cut up all the bushes to build your dam, said Deer. I had no food. Don't be so silly, said Barry. He didn't need Deer anyway. Then Barry found Fish. Why did you leave? He asked. You shut off the whole river with your dam, said Fish. There was no water left. Don't be so silly, said Barry. He didn't need Fish anyway. They are just jealous, Barry said, and he went home. But he started to feel sad. He missed his friends. He had nobody to share his big dam with. Then Barry went over the big hill and stopped. Where was the forest? What have I done? Barry said. The forest was completely destroyed. He had chopped it all down. I will put this right, he said. And he got straight to work. Barry worked day and night. Chop, chop, chop. He didn't stop for days. Finally, Barry was finished. He went to find bird, deer, and fish. "Please come home," said Barry. "I have something to show you." The friends did not want to see what crazy thing Barry had built now. But they went with him anyway. Finally, they made it to the top of the big hill and stopped.
"So, what do you think?" asked Barry nervously.
"But you're home," said Bird. "You wanted it to be the best," said Deer.
"I already had the best," said Barry. "The best friends." The end.